Hello, today we are reading Walter the Farting Dog by William Cotswinkle, I don't know how to pronounce that, and Glenn Murray. Betty and Billy brought Walter home from the dog pound. Nobody wanted him, said Billy. But we love him, said Betty. Well, he smells awful, said their mother. I think you'd better give him a bath. Mother walked in and said, he still smells awful. And that's when they got the first clue. The telltale bubbles in the water. He's probably just a little nervous, said Mother hopefully. His stomach must be upset. But Walter's stomach wasn't upset. Walter's stomach was just fine. He felt perfectly normal. He just farted a lot. He did it when he bathed. He did it when he played with Betty and Billy. He did it when he walked around the house. He did it in the dining room. He did it in the kitchen. And he did it in his sleep. That dog farts morning, noon, and night, said Father. He can't help it, Daddy, said Betty and Billy. They didn't mind Walter's farts. So what if he farts, Billy said to Betty when they were alone in their room with Walter. Betty agreed. Walter agreed, too. He just sat there, looking innocently around, farting. Take him to the vet, said Father. Farting, said the vet, or rectal flatulence, as we might say in the medical profession, and prescribed a change in diet. They gave Walter every kind of dog food. He farted. They tried him on cat food. They gave him hot dogs, hamburgers, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches. They gave him fried chicken. They gave him rabbit food. They made him a vegetarian. No matter what that dog eats, he turns it into farts, roared Father. Walter got the blame for everybody else's farts, too. If Uncle Irv let one slip, he just went and stood near Walter. Then all he had to say was, Walter, and everybody would look at poor Walter. He has to go back to the pound, said Father. No, Daddy, please, begged Betty and Billy. Don't send Walter away. He goes tomorrow, they pleaded. Walter farted. It was all over. That night, Betty and Billy cried in their beds, and Walter looked at them unhappily. Oh, Walter, said Betty, you've got to stop farting, because Father is going to send you back to the pound tomorrow, said Billy. And then he went and lay down on the sofa. A gigantic gas bubble began to build inside him. This is going to be trouble, he said to himself nervously. He was afraid of what might happen if he let it go. He thought maybe the house would explode, so he kept it in. It wasn't easy. In fact, it was torture. But he had resolved never to fart again. His future depended on it. As he lay there with his tail wrapped tightly between his legs, he heard a noise at his at the window. He watched it slowly open. A pair of burglars came through. They dropped silently into the kitchen. Watch out for the dog, said one of the burglars. He won't bite, said the other. He's a wimp. Walter might have bitten them, except he was so filled with gas he couldn't move. They tied a rag around his snout so that he wouldn't bark. Okay, whispered the first burglar. Let's clear the place out. They took everything they could get their hands on. Walter wanted to stop them, but he was having unbearable gas pains. He rolled on his back. He waved his paws in the air. He gnashed his teeth. We've got it all, said the second burglar. Let's go. That's when Walter let it fly. It was the worst fart of his life. It made a tremendous noise and shot him across the room. A hideous cloud filled the air. The burglars clutched their throats, unable to breathe. With tears in their eyes, they raced for the window. They tried to grab their bag with all the valuables in it, but their arms were too weak. They jumped out the window and ran up the block, choking and gasping for air. Still blinded by Walter's attack, they stuttered through the headlights of an approaching police car. When father and mother came down in the morning, they found the open window, and they saw the bag with their valuables sitting inside it, and Walter was sitting beside it. He still had the rag tied around his neck. You'd have to say he looked heroic. "He saved the silverware," cried Mother. "He saved the VCR," cried Father. "Good dog, Walter. You're our dog, even if you do fart all the time." And so the family learned to live with Walter the hero dog. That's the end of our tale. I used to like the book a lot, but now I sort of think it's immature with all the farting and natural gas. But sometimes it's still enjoyable when I'm having a hard time or something. So, yeah. I used to enjoy the book a lot when I was little, so I hope most people enjoy it too. Goodbye!